It is the Friday show, and it's the first proper one, and I'm very pleased to have in front of me Paul Senior, Paul Dehaney, Chloe Bloxham, and Dan Austin to have a chat about the weekend's games to come and the games that we've just had this week as well, to work through all of that. And obviously, we will end with a big chat about the Merseyside derby. Sarah Halpin coming on to join us to talk about that. But we will start just sort of reflecting on, Chloe, on what we saw last night and what we did see last night. Oh, on top of that, by the way, I forgot to say, I should have remembered that we also will have Anne Shaw joining us to talk about Manchester United. But Chloe, what we saw last night, it was interesting for me. I thought all four teams start slowly, a little bit strangely. Villa get out the traps for the first 10, but then dip massively. Sheffield United grew into it, but started slow. And I think both Arsenal and City start slow. Arsenal obviously have to play City. But I do think that all four of those sides will actually have an advantage for those games they've got at the weekend, given the fact that they've got lived experience of this once.
Yeah, I think it was kind of, you know, a test run in the sense their game in hand was a test run for this season on maybe what we'll see. Maybe a slow start, people growing into the game, it getting a bit more intense. But at the same time, you know, Sheffield United should have had a goal. If they would have had that goal, who knows, they could have gone on and got two, maybe three. We don't know how influential not giving that goal was, because if that goal would have been given, maybe Aston Villa would have had a better reaction. So for that, you don't really know, because it's such a pivotal point in the game that it could have affected how the rest of the game is played out. And the rest of the game was a bit lackluster, but, you know, there is a big controversial issue within that, you know, you can sit there and say, well, that could have had a really good effect on both teams, or for Aston Villa, you know, they could have lost their head a bit. As for the City game, if you were me, you kind of preyed on like a 0.1% chance that Arsenal would actually be able to do anything. But, you know, City are too good, Arsenal are woeful. So I wasn't really expecting anything from them. What I will say is I thought they dealt well with City until David Luiz came on. And then it was a bit like he just stole the show from everyone, to be honest. Not even Raheem Sterling got a shout in. No, he got the goal, but it was all from David Luiz.